The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side and issue number 98, Netflix season 5 of Lucifer, or at least the first 8 episodes of season 5. First 20 minutes or so, John and I talk spoiler-free, give our opinions on the show overall, what we like, what we didn't like. Then we get into all the characters, new and old. Where is the second half of the season going? What they're going to do with season 6? And of course, there are tangents galore. So let's head into the store for some Lucifer worshiping.
Uh-oh, I'm going ahead.
Hey, John, how are we doing today on this fine Monday morning?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm just trying to play along because if all of a sudden the hurricane loses power, well, everybody will know
right,
it's not really
to,
Monday morning.
Have to backtrack. Yep. I survived it just fine.
Yeah. Hey, knock on wood.
Yeah.
That'd be a horrible announcement to make.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, he says in the podcast.
He actually was killed in the hurricane.
I didn't even want to say the words. Go ahead.
He sadly perished in the hurricane, even though he said he made it through just fine. What's the real truth here?
Right.
Tune in, same
right.
Bat time.
That'll be my open to the show.
Right.
You want to hear a funny one, folks?
Yeah. This will get you laughing.
Oh, man. At least we can laugh at it.
Yeah. Well, it's because it has it, because I'm not dead. You know? I won't be laughing if I'm dead.
No, you won't. No, I will. But
yeah, you will, but I won't be.
Oh, no. I don't have you in the death pool.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not in the Deadpool.
Nope. Oh, man. Oh, that's how to start on the bright side.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, any other breaking news?
I could die in 10 minutes or 10 years, you know.
Yeah, like on Thursday's podcast. Yeah, are you going to die? Yes, maybe. No, I don't know.
You're either going to die or you're going to live. You know,
either way.
It's one of the two.
Oh, boy. Wow, we're starting on the dark side today.
I know.
What was it that I was talking to Martin the other day about that, maybe a week or so ago, and he goes, I've been telling you, you got to do the dark, go on the dark side. I go,
no, dark side.
That's a slippery slope. Once I go down that slope, I might not come back up.
Right. There's no coming back.
Yeah. You know, he doth protest too much. Well, you know, he too bright too much. There's a reason.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's called balance, my friends. So anything exciting going on since the last time we spoke?
No, not really.
No breaking news? No.
Nope. No
breaking
happened.
News. All right, then. You want to get to this week's topic? Lucifer,
sure.
Season 5?
Lucifer, season 5.
All right. Well, I have a trailer here. I haven't heard it yet. So let's listen to this together and we'll get into it.
All right.
Don't leave.
Goodbye. She'll be just fine without me.
I'm not good. I've been throwing myself into work and going out with you. At least you guys got to say goodbye.
As far as I'm concerned, Lucifer can, well, he can go to hell.
We don't need him.
Hello, bad guys.
You're here.
Yes, I got a bit bored, so I thought I'd pop back up.
Lucifer's acting different.
Down there, time is different. I was in hell for thousands of years. A few things might have changed.
Lucifer 2.0.
We're back.
Great.
How could you go home without me?
I'm not Lucifer.
Lucifer told me he had a twin brother.
Nice to meet you. I'm Michael. I am not going to break Lucifer's life. I'm going to take it.
He is stronger than you think.
What do you truly desire?
Welcome home. How do you like the mess I made?
For now, I'm going to stick to police work and avoid anything God-related.
Hilarious. When you watch
me burn. A little sleight of hand in that trailer there.
A little bit, but nothing like giving away the whole season in the trailer. It's like, I'm glad I didn't watch that before I watched the show.
It does, you know? But it doesn't. I mean, yeah, I knew about Mike. I'd seen the trailer before.
See, I didn't know about Michael. I didn't see any of that.
Oh, really?
Prior to watching the show. Yeah, so I had no idea there was a Michael or any of that stuff. So
yeah, other than what you just heard, we'll go spoiler free for a little bit and just give our opinions on it. But yeah, I agree. There was a little, if you didn't know about Michael, well, all right, sorry, but I had known about it. It was in the trailer, but it really doesn't tell you how cool that character is to the story, to me anyways. We'll get into more of that in spoilers, but what Tom Ellis had to do there, I thought was really cool. That's a lot of fun to witness throughout the season.
Yeah.
I thought, now, spoiler free, I think that I like the way they paced this season, where each episode was a story and in a case, but you also had the complete story arc as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that follows its path. I mean, always, right? Because it's generally been like that.
Yeah, an episodic show that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, movie of the week every week, but then, you know, there is the, you know, the whole theme of the season. So, yeah, I thought this played along the same. You know what I thought was really funny, though, watching this, is that, you know, maybe this is the second season, but I think this is the first season that was made 100% specifically for Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, where the other ones were adapted or, you know, maybe it was.
Yeah, this was written for Netflix.
This was written for Netflix, right? But yet, it still had commercial breaks written in.
Yeah.
Like, this went to commercial.
And a lot of them.
It went to commercial every 15 minutes or so, just like it would if it was on TV. And I was like, why are they writing it that way? And the only thing I could think of was for consistency with the first couple of seasons.
Maybe.
In case somebody was watching it and had, you know, was coming to it fresh. But I couldn't figure out why they were writing in commercial breaks.
Yeah, you had to fade to black and you're like...
Yeah, yeah, every time, every 15 minutes or so.
Exactly.
So I was like, well, that's funny. And it didn't even dawn on me right away. I was a couple of episodes in before it really clicked that I was like, why are we going to commercial? You know, obviously we don't, you know, obviously we don't go to commercial, but...
Right.
But it blacks out, like, this, you know, end of scene,
and
then
scene.
You come back. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. And I thought the same exact thing, and I thought the pacing of the commercials or the breaks, I said it to Jen on the last couple of episodes. I'm like, why is it, like, you know how, like, when you're watching a show, it's like there's maybe the first 15 minutes they give you to grab you, then they'll go to commercial, and then like 10 minutes later you'll go to commercial, and if it's an hour long
show. Yeah, the commercials seem to come closer and closer as the
show goes on.
And
they did that in this, and you were like, I don't know if they just had no other way to transition.
Right.
It's like
this is how we're used to doing it, so this is how we're going to keep doing it.
Fade to black and then open back up. Like they couldn't do a blend.
Yeah, it cracked me up. You know, once I picked up on that, I was like, that's really kind of weird.
Yeah, because you'd forget you were watching Netflix. And
right.
The only thing I thought of is, do you think that they would ever think of putting this on another series? You're like, on to, like, TBS.
Well,
or whatever,
I don't know. Maybe.
Show. I don't know.
I mean, like, although, you know, it
easier to
go
sell.
On late.
It's already got the breaks in it.
it could go on late night TV, I guess. But I mean, even though this stayed, right. like once it went to Netflix, it could have gone more adult, but it really didn't. It stayed more or less the same as it was. But they throw a little bit of cursing, a little bit more cursing in. You know, there was a couple of, you know, S-bombs and stuff. And then, you know, you got the, you know, there was the whole Tom Ellis naked in front of the mirror thing, which you wouldn't have seen on regular TV. But for the most part, this could go to a network and be fine. They kept it pretty PG rated.
Right.
Even though they didn't have to.
So, well, except Maze. Her costumes are fantastic.
Well, they are, but they were like that on, I think they were, they were like that before, so.
Yeah.
Not necessarily PG, but it's not, it's the same as it's always been.
That's like PG-15.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like every time she come on screen, especially in the first few episodes.
Yeah.
Every time she comes on screen, Jen just looked at me and be like, would you calm down?
Yeah,
like, I can't.
No kidding.
Look at her.
I can't. Yeah, I can't help it.
Jesus. Were you like me, and did you have trouble figuring out, or remembering, I should say, who knew and who didn't, at, like when the season first started back up?
No, because I know it's pretty much always just been the psychiatrist and Chloe that knew.
Right.
So, no, I didn't. I mean, I pretty much remembered that, because I mean, I knew Dan didn't know, and...
See, I thought he did. I was like, does he know? And then Dan and what's her name?
I can't remember her name, but yeah, she didn't know.
Ella?
No, I kind of remembered that they didn't know.
Is it Ella? Ella.
Yeah, Ella. But then I was surprised that Trixie knew. Because, like, why would Chloe tell her daughter that Lucifer was the devil?
That's what I mean. It's like as it started back up, you forget where you were. Like, they did the whole introduction thing where seasons. But
I didn't remember her knowing.
I think she overheard it or something. Remember, because she overheard Mazikeen. She overheard her talking bad about her, and
maybe
there was that whole hurtful episode. And I mean, there was. I
don't remember that. But yeah, because, you know, there's the episode with her.
I think she actually knew before Chloe did, if I remember right.
Well, and then to be fair, if you listen to Lucifer, everybody should know, because he's told everybody right from the beginning.
Right, because he can't lie.
It's just most of them don't believe it.
Right, right. So, I've never lied to you.
Right. I never tried to hide it from you, Dan.
Right.
I don't know why you're shooting at me.
Exactly.
Spoilers.
Yeah, but. Which is exactly like, that's what's fun about the early seasons.
Yeah.
Is that he's just so, like.
Yeah, he tells everybody.
Yeah, he's, I'm the devil. I'm right. Like, it's sure.
No secret about it.
Yep. I really enjoyed this season. I thought it was slow at times, but I didn't mind. I thought it really ramped up episode 7 and 8, especially.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's where it really ramped up, because I don't know why. I just felt like my comment earlier, that it felt a little bit more episodic this season than other seasons, because it's almost like for probably episodes 3, 4, 5, maybe, it felt more about whatever was going on in that episode than it did the complete story arc.
Right.
Almost like their story arc that's been going on has been kind of put on the back burner, and you just dealt with the episodic story. And then it did ramp up from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it overall. Like, it's hard to say. I don't know if it was my favorite season ever. But it didn't disappoint me or let me down any, you know, I mean, I didn't think it was any worse than any, you know what I mean, than any of the other seasons. It's hard to rank the seasons, because I don't remember what happened in a particular season anymore. They all kind of run together now. But to me, it was just Lucifer, you know, I mean, I love the show, and this was just more of the same. Like, it's just what I expected out of it. So.
Right.
But yeah, I thought the whole thing with Michael was really cool, especially, like I said, because I didn't know that was coming. I didn't watch any. And that's why, like, you know, I stay away from previews and trailers, so I don't know those things on purpose. But yeah, I thought that was great. Again, no spoilers here, because Michael was in the trailer. But what I liked is, you know, usually you have American characters on TV that are played by British people, but they have American accents and you would never know they were British. You know, then you hear him talking in real life and you're like, I didn't know this guy had a British accent.
Right.
Well, Tom Ellis has a British accent. He is British and he plays himself that way as Lucifer, but then he slipped into that American accent with Michael and it was great. Like, I was
going to get into more on that in spoilers, but yeah, I agree. It was so much fun. And what he did, and that's what I said the other day when we were talking about
it. He really looked like a different person almost.
That's exactly what I was saying. I said to Jen, I was like, that's what's, like, how you speak can really change how you look.
Yeah, it definitely does, because he looked like a dumb American, It sounded like one.
So imagine that.
Where he's pretty, he sounds so much more refined and upscale when he's Lucifer.
See, John,
you know?
We're not ugly. We just have the wrong accent.
Exactly. If I had a British accent, man,
right,
I'd be golden.
But it was scary how he changed. But then I did notice with his accent, his fake American accent, I felt like he was doing a Bradley Cooper accent, if you listen to it. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, Tom Ellis isn't as good looking when he does his American accent. He just, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Well, and they had the hair, like his hair was a little different. You know,
and
they kind of
the
played him down.
Busted
they
shoulder.
Played him,
and...
Yeah. They played him down a little bit because he was supposed to be a little bit less physically imposing. As Michael, but yeah, he's uglier.
Yeah, he's not, and all you did was really change the accent, right? And then I'm like, but wait a minute, because Bradley Cooper's a really good looking guy too, and if he's basically doing a Bradley Cooper accent, it's not, I don't know if it's necessarily the accent that makes you good looking, but it's when you change it, and now you're just not the same person that you're used to, and you're like, that doesn't seem right.
Well, but I mean, I disagree, because accents definitely make you attractive. You know, because think about, like, the people that you find attractive, and for the most part, they've got...
Yeah, you and I. Yeah. And I,
yeah.
Like anybody from Australia?
Yeah, Australian or English, English accents or, a nice Scottish accent for me is okay, too. So so it definitely makes a difference, and you don't know that until somebody opens their mouth, right? Because when you look at somebody, you don't know where they're from or what they're going to sound like, so...
See, I kind of feel that I don't know if I guess an accent could accentuate your looks, but your accent could also go in the other direction too.
Well, it could, right?
You could be like, wow,
I've seen
she's
lots of people,
cute, and then she opens up her mouth and you go, whoops.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. I've been there too.
Yep. Notice how we listed all of the nice accents, but we're like, yep, there are some of those too. Moving on.
Or, not even the accent, but they just say something completely stupid. And you're like, well, shattered the illusion.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah.
I'm unfortunately stuck with one of those unattractive accents, which is the Boston accent. I don't think anybody's ever said, "Ooh, I love the Boston."
I love that Boston accent.
No, nobody's ever said that. Actually, that's not true. I have heard.
No,
people.
Some people do. Some people do like it, but
and those
people that are not from
that
there,
you go, okay, you're not very bright.
Right. And then I say something, and they're like, "Oh, you killed the illusion."
Exactly. All right. Well, that's enough spoiler free. But we'll get into some spoilers. So you want to lock the door and we'll get this thing going.
Sure thing.
All right. So spoiler free is over, I should say. So spoilers, here we go. So Tom Ellis, we were just talking about the whole Michael and Lucifer thing.
Right.
I thought it was kind of hokey at first and I knew it was coming. But I really got into it. I really liked that idea. And then when Maze ends up scarring him, she's the one that scarred him, right?
No, Lucifer did.
Lucifer
with
scarred
her
him?
Knife. Lucifer did.
Oh,
it
that's
with
right,
knife.
With her knife. That's when I think it really kind of ramped up, and he disappeared for a while.
Right. He was in episode two, like, or was two. It episode one?
It was like the end of episode two, which that's what I wanted to get to, is like, I kind of like that because I didn't want him around. I didn't want that being like the main story, because when I did see it in the trailer early on, I was like, oh man, because of course we want Chloe and Lucifer to get together. It's the whole, you know, that tension.
The whole
thing.
Sam and Diane, will they, won't they thing.
Right. Yeah. Ross and Rachel, Sam and Diane, that whole thing going on, which they even allude to in the season.
Yeah.
They say like, oh, you know, once they were talking about almost like another entity as well, where like once the tension's gone, everything's over. Nobody cares.
Well, because it's always like that, right? It was it was the Sam and Diane. It's the, you know, Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd on Moonlighting.
Yep.
You know, once they get together, the show goes to hell. So,
yeah,
you know, once they get together on Cheers, they got rid of Shelley Long, you know, and moved on to somebody else. So, yeah, I forget what the context was, but they definitely brought it up.
They leaned into it. So I thought that was kind of, and they leaned into it before they got together.
Right.
You know, because now we're in spoilers. You know that they, in this first half of this season, because this is only half of the season.
Right.
They do get together. They finally get together. But they did lean into it before that. So now, once they did that, you're kind of like, are they going to? Are they ever going to get together? Because there does come a point when I think the viewer kind of starts to get frustrated. Because you start to see the pattern. Like, here they go. Oh, now they can't. Oh, here they go. And now they can't. And I remember, and this is season five, so each of the other seasons, I remember Jen getting frustrated and being like, come on, why aren't they? And I'm like, this is the pattern. You know, it's not going to happen. It can't. It's too early. We're only in season two.
Right. Like,
but yeah, getting back to the Michael thing, I was glad that it was like, for all intents and purposes, that whole Michael story was over by the end of episode two.
Yeah, I kind of wanted her to sleep with him before she found out, though. You know what I mean? Because I wanted that tension with Lucifer after the fact. So I was kind of hoping that happened for the story. But then I thought it was great when she exposed him. Like, she's like, I figured you out. You know what I mean?
I figured that she knew. I was like, she's a detective. And they had, I can't remember which character said it. It was either Amenadiel or Maz, but Maze said, like, these humans are really smart. I think it was Maze saying, like, especially Chloe, she's really smart. You're not going to be able to put it by her.
Right.
And that was very early on.
Right.
And then when she started to be like, I'm going to come over, I'm like, oh, she's playing him up. She has to know.
See, I didn't get it right away. Yeah. I figured it out before it happened. But I, like I said, I really kind of thought they were going to lean into her sleeping with him first. You know, because of the tension that would create with Lucifer, you know, it's like, well, you know, will he reject her if he finds out, you know, she slept with my brother type of thing. So, I thought there was a real chance they may go that way, but it was also satisfying that she figured him out and, you know, so, I mean, it was cool either way.
So when that story ended, I can't even remember where this, because each episode has its own little mystery story arc that I really really isn't important to the overall story.
Right.
But did you notice that early on, probably like the first five episodes, every episode it wrapped up with them like holding the bad guys at gunpoint and explaining their problems to the bad guys.
Right.
You know, working out the issues, like, you're just thinking that they don't care about you when you really, it's like every episode ended that way. And you're like, oh boy, here we go again.
Well, I thought, I loved the, like when she thought she had Lucifer's mojo or whatever. And I loved that scene they were interrogating the older opera singer guy or whatever he was.
Right. And it's like, it didn't work.
Yeah, they're both trying to mojo him, and he's like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, is this how you solve crimes?
You know? Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty funny. That was, and I didn't think that she had it.
I did. I thought she, I didn't realize, like, I didn't think she stole it from him.
Not stole it, but yeah.
Or, like, you know, absorbed it from him. Like, but I thought she got it. Like, I thought somehow, because again, you know, she was
special, right? Like she was not affected by Lucifer and he was affected by her kind of thing. And I just thought she got it too.
See, I thought right away that she could only do it to him.
Right.
And then all of the other people that she was talking to, I didn't feel like that they were under the spell. They were just like, yeah, I could do, because that, I mean, you have like a beautiful woman in your face asking I'd tell
her
too.
They played that up after the fact, right?
Right.
Because he said, I was a fan of, you know, I was a fan of Hot Tub Time Machine or whatever the heck it was called, you know.
Right.
You know, and of course he's going to act like that. Because like you said, yeah, you know, good looking woman who you've seen in movies naked and, you know, whatever, comes up and says, what do you desire? Of course you're going to say, I desire to tell you everything, you know?
Yeah, I like when she goes, he called back and he asked for an autograph. And Lucifer's like,
okay. He grabs
a post-it note.
Which is like, that was funny in itself because, like, how many autographs does he sign? Like,
I know.
Is the devil like a big autograph? Like a lot of people seeking the devil's autograph? You know what I mean? You know what else, too, I thought was funny? I don't even remember what the context was. Oh, when he said something along the lines of, have I given my mojo to every woman I've slept with? And then when they figure out, no, he goes,
million bullets.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a million bullets dodged. I was like, that's awesome.
Oh,
I was like, that's great.
Yeah. Or how about when, what's her name? Who's the doctor's name?
Oh,
is that Linda?
Linda.
Linda. Yeah. And so Chloe's talking to her about like sleeping with Lucifer. And she's like, yeah, I've done it. I've done it. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it's like, and then doesn't she go on and say, he's slept with a lot of women. Yeah. He's like, yep, and men too.
Yeah.
She goes, and Chloe's like, yeah, I know. I don't have a problem with any of that. But yeah, those were some of the funny episodes in the you know previous seasons when he's just picking up anybody.
Oh yeah, yeah. I really liked not that we're jumping all over the place, but I really liked Maze's arc through this whole season too.
Yes,
you know,
and her mother
for a demon that has no soul. She's got a lot of feelings, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
she spent a lot of time on Earth now, and she's developed all these relationships, and I'm wondering if that's where she gets her soul.
Right.
Like, I don't want to say you're not born with your soul, but that's how you get, you develop it through those relationships, and that's how you get your soul, and it's like, are they gonna do that? Are they going to do that now, for her character?
I mean, I'm not in love with her right at the moment because, you know, the way she ends the season isn't great. It's kind of like, don't make me start hating you because...
She's done that before, though. She's hated...
Yeah, but this feels a little bit more like she feels like she's really might be pulling away. You know what I
right.
mean? Because she's, you know, really upset with Lucifer, with the, you know, the whole thing with the mom and everything.
But she's also under, like, Michael's... spell.
Well,
not that he
is.
Has a spell, but he
well,
lies
not so much
about
a spell,
everything.
It's just he's manipulated
That's
her.
That's what I mean.
But he's manipulated her with the truth. You know what I mean? Like,
but is it though?
Nothing he told her was necessarily wrong. Like, Lucifer did keep her mom from her. Now, I mean, he had a reason because of a promise he made to the mother. But it still doesn't change the fact that it happened. So his reasons might be valid to him, but nothing Michael said was really a lie.
Right. Like, but at the same time, like, he was it'd be like you telling me not to tell one of your kids something.
Right.
Who am I going to be loyal to first?
Right.
You know? And then for them to hold that against me?
Right. But her comeback was, yeah, but we've spent millennia together. You know, you would think over all this time.
But he spent it with the mom, too, though.
Yeah.
It's not like he just had a quick fling with her. He knew her for a long time, knew her before she was born.
Right.
You know, so it's, I mean, I get both sides. I understand her frustration, but I think at the end of the day, what her frustration is with herself.
Right.
Because even without Lucifer's help, she ended up finding her mother.
Right. But again, that was with Michael's help, right? Because Michael tells her, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you how to find out. And then she sets up that whole trick with the, with Trixie.
Yeah.
You know, which I liked, because that episode was shaping up to be one of those filler episodes that,
right,
like, why do we have this in the middle of the season for no reason? And they saved it right at the end.
Yeah.
When she met Maze in the elevator, because I was like, man, this is just kind of one of those, this is the song and dance episode in the middle of the season when they're just trying to fill out their episodes. And not that it was a bad episode, but it didn't have anything to do with what was happening at the time. But
no.
They did a good job right at the end of giving it a reason to exist and kind of tying it together. So I like that.
Yeah, I do too. And it gives you, like, where did the ring come from? That was a great little right. nugget to add in, because he's always wearing it and you have no idea why. And here we are in season 5 and they just throw that in there. I have a feeling that, you know, Maze is going to get that.
Ring. I'm sure she will.
She'll get the ring in the next half of the season, because you saw how angry she got at the end of this.
When she saw it. That's kind of what fueled it again. You know,
yeah.
She kind of like was coming down a little bit because they had the whole thing where they were trying
with
to rescue Chloe. So
right.
It diffused the situation a little bit. But then once they found her and she was safe, and then it's like she sees that ring again and it just sparks everything back up, and, you know, her rage comes back, and then, you know, Michael kind of manipulates that.
Right. Now, Michael's saying that she can get a soul.
Well, he's saying that he can give it to her.
Right. But then, like, but
whether that's true or not, you know, he might be manipulating her too, you know, to get his own.
But
you know,
Lucifer,
to his own end.
Lucifer can't lie, and Lucifer's saying he can't do that.
Right, but
so
maybe
wouldn't
he doesn't
you want to?
Well, right, but he might not be lying, but he might not know that it can be. You know,
right.
You can't lie about something if you don't know.
True.
Just because he's saying it can't happen doesn't mean he's lying. It just might be that, to his knowledge or with his powers, he can't do it.
The other part is that I liked, and talk about jumping all around, is the whole, you know, the Linda and Amanda deal saying that their baby was special.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
the entire, you know,
everybody
eight episode arc. And they're like, but this baby is special. And then right. like the people that don't know that he's an angel and don't know all of this stuff, they're just like, yeah, every baby.
Every parent. Yeah. Everybody thinks their baby is special.
No, but you don't understand. He's special. And all Linda's like Chinese language or whatever lessons and the STEM lessons, all the math
right.
and science, all the stuff that they were doing for the baby. And did you notice the chair, the railing coming into the house? It was all wrapped in bubble wrap.
No, I didn't notice
yeah.
that.
So, you know, their house, and you enter the door
yeah.
and it's like you go down like 4 stairs. So you have that little
That's
banister
funny, no,
railing. It's all wrapped in bubble wrap. So they nerfed like everything in the house for the baby.
That's funny.
But the baby is like, it can't even move yet.
Right.
But yeah, they're completely overreacting. And then at the end of this half of the season, Amenadiel's like crushed. And that's basically where we end the whole thing. And all time stops. Why? Because he found out his baby's just a normal human.
Yeah, that's the thing. It turns
crushed.
Out to be normal after all.
Yeah, he's like, I thought he was special. Nope, he's just a human. Ugh.
Just a human.
Speaking of Amenadiel, what did you think of his analysis of Lucifer and Chloe? I thought that was pretty cool.
His analysis of Lucifer.
How Lucifer doesn't become vulnerable. He makes himself
vulnerable.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. He makes himself vulnerable on purpose.
Around her.
Yeah, no, I like that, too. I thought that was really cool. Because, you know, that was kind of like the mystery for 5 seasons, right?
Right.
So yeah, no, I thought that was really cool.
And I think that's gonna play in as it goes on, because now you know he's not, I mean, he's got his, you know, he's invulnerable again.
Right.
Or indestructible, or whatever you want to call it. But what did you think when he got shot, when Dan shot him?
Well, I mean, obviously you know he's not gonna die, right?
Right. Jen was crushed.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And it was like, that was what, at the end of... that was the end of episode 7.
6 or 7, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, it can't. I go, we have a season 6, and we have 8 more episodes after this episode that's about to start.
Right.
Lucifer can't die.
Like, yeah, no, like I said, I knew he wasn't dead, but, you know, I didn't, I thought he really was shot, though. Like, I thought he was going to be hurt or something, you know, right. until, because again, we hadn't put it together that he was choosing to be invulnerable around her, or vulnerable around her, rather.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, man, well, Chloe's around, so he could definitely get shot. But then I guess his base instincts kick in, you know, his fight or flight reflex or whatever.
But he's been shot before in earlier
episodes.
Well,
he has, but I guess he didn't feel threatened because Chloe's the one that shot him. And maybe it didn't. He didn't feel like his life was threatened or whatever. I don't know. But
yeah.
But something kicked in on a subconscious level that saved him in this case where it didn't in the past.
Well, I think he's just starting to figure himself out and open himself up more. I think that's what we're going to find out. And he's becoming, right. he's getting back to himself while he's with her.
Right.
I liked the part where Chloe goes over and she's like yelling at Dan. And then all of a sudden you just hear bang. And you look back and he's got the gun at his side and he goes,
yeah,
look at that. Just, like he just shot himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he's like, how am I the bad guy here, right? Because I'm shooting the devil. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, no, poor Dan.
Yeah.
He's been in the... How about when he saw him through the window?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're just like... And through every one of these seasons, in any show that's like this, it's... I don't... It's entertaining, but do you know how crushing, how crazy that would be if you found out, like, all that really was real?
Oh, yeah. Well, even with Chloe, when she found out the season before, and it's like, yeah, like, what, or even in this season, like, when she finds out that she was a gift to Lucifer, you know? And I thought they played that whole thing really good, you know?
Right.
Like, because you would think that, you know, I mean, they could have just played that off, you know, but they didn't. Like, they made it a pretty big story point for, you know, a good chunk of episodes. Like, a couple, you know, at least two episodes or three episodes, which is a lot out of eight, you know?
Right.
And I thought that was really cool, the way they played that off. But yeah, imagine what you would do if, like...
You found out heaven and hell was
right,
real.
That you had proof that it existed. You know,
because
we all just have our beliefs and we just go on our assumptions, but like nobody has proof. Nobody knows anything for sure.
Right.
Yeah, poor Dan. Poor any of them, like I said, that find out.
And I loved Chloe telling Dan, it's like, so Lucifer's laying on the ground shot and Chloe's yelling at Dan. And she's right. like, but he's not how the public portrays him.
Right.
And he's just like,
he's the devil.
It's like, and Dan's like, he's the devil. What do you mean? It's like, cause,
yeah.
and it is kind of funny because if you've never seen this show, you really don't know how how they've twisted the public image of the devil.
Yeah.
But once you watch the show, you're like,
I stayed away from this show for a couple of seasons because I was like, well, I don't want to watch that. I don't need to watch a show about the devil. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I like, you know, I got in and I watched it and obviously I loved it. But yeah, you know, if you're coming to it cold, you're kind of like, well, he's the good guy. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know,
and he isn't he's not a great guy.
No, he's not.
But he gets to live without any consequences.
Right.
Because really, he's one of the angels. What could you do to him? So there is no consequence. And he's already been banished. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, but I loved it, you know, and this isn't this season. This is earlier seasons, but they do a really good job of bringing you in and twisting that around so that you're like, well, he really isn't a bad guy. It's like, it's just his job is to deal with bad guys.
Right.
That's all it is. And you're like, all right. So he's like a warden at a prison.
Right.
At the end
That's
of the day.
It, really.
It's like, you know, that is all encapsulated when Chloe's like yelling at Dan, it's not how you think.
Right.
Now, Amy Garcia is the girl that plays it, but Ella. Isn't she special too? I forget from previous seasons. It wasn't brought up in this season. I thought she was like, wasn't she? She's not like a gift like Chloe, but isn't she kind of like, doesn't she have some kind of power?
I don't remember her having.
I forget
anything.
What angel came down that has been watching over her. It was in earlier episodes.
I don't know. I don't recall at all.
I forget what it is, but there is an angel that's, and he came down, he helps her out, but she doesn't. Somebody's going to let me know.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, because, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue, too. I can picture the episode, and it's like, because the angel's, like, walking around, and then you find out that that angel actually put her in L.A. to look after Lucifer. Hmm. So Ella has a purpose, too. She's not just a character that happens to be working there. She's got a purpose, too, but she doesn't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I'd have to look. Now, what did you think of her boyfriend?
Knew he was the bad guy from day one.
I figured it out from Jump Street. I was like, there's no way this guy is just insinuated himself into her life, and he's too good. And I was that was so obvious to me.
Meg and I figured it out, Meg was in the other room. And she's packing to go back to school.
Yeah.
So, like, she could see the TV from the other room, but we can't see her. And I'm like, I'm telling you, he did it. He's the serial killer.
Yeah.
And Jen's like, I don't think so. And you hear from the other room, I think so.
Yeah.
So then when Meg was done, she comes in and she sits down with us. And that's when Jen's like, but it's that bald guy. Because they had shown him from the back or whatever.
Well, they had shown him, yeah. But...
And I go, no, they're just misleading you here. I go, I don't think so. And then, of course, you get the whole reveal that he doesn't really know what's going on. Yeah, he's a copycat. And then Jen starts going, I think you guys are right. And we're like, the guy's too perfect. It's not bad writing. It's just you watch enough TV, you're like, what's this guy doing here?
Now, I really thought he was the one that grabbed her, though. Like, I thought he was the one
that was a good misdirection.
It was a good misdirection, yeah. Because I really thought that Ella was going to find Chloe in the secret room in his apartment.
Right. Instead, he just found the, lilies or whatever they were.
Yeah. So I thought that was, that was a good bit of misdirection. But, yeah, I knew he was dirty right from the beginning. it was too obvious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's still killing me, what Ella is, what she means, because that whole bad boy thing, why she, like, leans towards the bad boys. And I think that plays into the type of person she, her purpose.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to go back and watch some episodes.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Lucifer becoming a real detective?
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
And doing all the legwork and doing all, he's got the board up and he's got all the.
The only thing that disappointed me a little bit with that is that Chloe didn't really acknowledge that.
She didn't get to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Like I really kind of wanted her to play up. Like the fact that he solved the serial killer while she was kidnapped after he spent all that time kind of ignoring it. They didn't really acknowledge with Chloe. You know, they just said, how's Ella? And that's how you're supposed to know that she knows what happened. But they never really showed a conversation where she finds out that she was right and they caught the real killer. So I was I was a little disappointed that they just kind of glossed over that. Because, Lucifer says it. Like, he says, I channeled you or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of, I don't know. Like I said, they glossed over that a little bit. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. Because I think it's Amenadiel that says to him, you haven't picked up anything from Chloe after working with her for 4 years or whatever.
But how about Lucifer working with Dan early on in the season and not wanting to do any of the legwork? And it's like, oh, this is going to take forever. It's like, you got to read all of this?
Right.
And it's like, he didn't want to do anything.
Right.
And that was in, like, what, see, episode 2 or whatever.
Yeah, that was right in the very beginning. Yeah.
Right, and he wanted to do nothing.
They were bracelet bros.
Yeah, because Michael was like, oh, thank you very much, and he was trying to be all pleasing, and everybody's like, who's this guy? That's not Lucifer. And then when Lucifer finally shows up, he's like, why in the world would I want one of these?
Why would I want that?
But yeah, early on, Lucifer wants nothing to do with the actual police work. He's sitting there just like, let's get out there and do something.
Right.
And But then even that, in the cases that he was working with Dan, he's like, look, I read the reports, and he had them on his phone. And right. He's like, see, I did the work. So Lucifer is actually becoming a detective.
Yeah.
And which in the flashback was pretty funny, too, when the with the flashback to the 40s or whatever. And he's like, the devil solving murders?
Right.
Do you think we're going to get any more on Linda's past with the being a mom? That is.
I think in the second half of the season, we'll get a reunion with her and the daughter. There's no reason to throw that into the story if you're not going to follow through with it. Right. I mean, I know it played into Mazikeen's story, you know, which was a big reason why it was there.
Right.
But yeah, I think we'll get the payoff in the second half of the season.
I just keep waiting for her to actually mean something.
Linda?
Like I said, I'm tripping on this whole Ella thing, but I think Linda at the end, she's going to have a meaning too. And her daughter's going to have a meaning. Like they're all linked somehow. These people don't just show up into like Lucifer's world accidentally. And I think
he showed up in theirs. You know
I'm telling
mean?
You though, but like Ella's there for a reason.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, I gotta look it up. I gotta find out for you. But yeah, they all happen to have a reason, and it's like, I mean, even Lucifer didn't know why he was drawn there, why he was there, and it was, you know, like Chloe was put there.
Right, she was,
and he didn't even know about that. So I think all of these people are going to be linked, and I mean. You know, you want to get to the ending? Because that's the big reveal at the end is that's the one that's going to tell us all these links, if there are any.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, that was unexpected.
Big time.
Like, I was like, I saw his name in the credits, but then I kind of forgot all about it till we got to the end. And then I was like, you know, you know, obviously you get the big fight. They're all fighting and you think that's going to be the end of the season. And then you get the big voice and it's like, stop this. And then Safe Driver Save 40% shows up and like, you're like, oh wow, I wasn't expecting that at all. Like I never thought we would see that in this show, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's awesome. It's Safe Driver Save 40%.
Yeah. What's it? Dennis,
Dennis Haysbert.
Haysbert. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like obviously now he's going to play a large part in the second half of the season, I think. Like, there's no reason to. They're not introducing him for no reason. So, like, I guess we're going to get some of the answers of, you know, what's really going on with all of that, you know?
What'd you think of the fight scene leading up to that? That's what brought him down, was that whole fight sequence.
I mean, it was awesome. I thought, you know.
It was like the highlight of the season.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. All of it between. You know, between Lucifer and Mazikeen, and then, you know, when he finally puts her down and it's Lucifer. And now here's what I was like, well, if Amenadiel is supposed to be the best fighter in heaven, why is it taking two of them to stand up to Michael? Like, he shouldn't be that much more powerful than Lucifer or Michael or Amenadiel, you know? But it kind of like he was holding his own against both of them. But yeah, the fight was awesome. I mean, I thought it was really well done, you know.
Well, not to actually, you know what? Before we get more into that fight, let's back up. We forgot about, like, right when time froze.
Yeah.
Lucifer was he was pulling a Fonzie saying, I'm like, is there something that because he's the devil, he can't say? I love.
Well, I was wondering that too, because he kept saying it was complicated.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's not physically able to say "I love you." You know what I mean? I mean, he is the devil. You know,
right?
But yeah, I don't. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's like maybe he's not able to say it,
but he clearly feels it.
Right. Right.
Because he says, "You know, I."
He says, "You know, I do," but he couldn't physically say it.
Right, and Chloe's crushed, and right. I thought she did a great job acting that scene too.
She did.
She looks crushed.
Yeah. She did a great job this whole season, really.
Like, yeah.
There was a lot of emotional scenes with her, and I thought she did a really great job with all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that that one scene right there before time stopped was pretty brutal. You know, like you could see it on her face.
And then when time stopped, you're like, what? Oh, yeah. And then you remember, like, Amenadiel, he's got his powers back. Here we go. And, but, like, Lucifer waving in her face, hello. Yeah. It's like she's not moving.
And he's like, then he goes to Amenadiel and he's like, can we forget about your problems and just start time back up again so I can solve my relationship problem? And it's like,
yeah. Yeah, Amenadiel stopping all of time to check to see if his baby stops too.
Right.
Nope. He's mortal. But yeah, so let's get to that fight. It was cool editing wise. That was fun to watch how like Lucifer fought Michael.
Right.
You know, and how they edited that. It was hokey at times. You know what they're doing.
Well, a little bit. And you know, you could tell there's a stand in and, you know.
Right.
In some places, but.
But it was still fun. Yeah. And there was some good power there. Mm-hmm. It felt like a lot of, like, I think, I don't know, I feel like Lucifer is the most powerful one there.
Well, he should be, and that's why I thought it was odd that, like, you know, and he has, the, you know, the upper hand switches between all three of them multiple times through, you know, the whole fight, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then you get to the point where it's like, Michael's really kind of holding off Lucifer and Amenadiel, and you're like, yeah, Lucifer, again, he's the devil, so he should be the most, although Michael is the archangel, right? The archangel Michael, so he should be pretty powerful. I mean, I guess they should all be similar in power level, but like he shouldn't be able to hold off two of them is kind of what I was thinking. Like, are they overpowering Michael?
And how about Maze fighting with all of them?
Well, and like, that's the thing
able
too.
To stand
like
up
she's
against Lucifer
again, like
and...
like Lucifer said multiple times, she's just a demon,
right?
Like. I get, yes, she's a demon and she should be a good fighter and all that, but she really shouldn't have been able to stand up to Lucifer even as much as she did, you know?
Well,
but then he puts her down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what?
A couple of times.
This was fun for a minute, but like now I'm done with you. And like, yeah, when he was done, he was done. Like, and that's where you see, like, yes, he's powerful. He's the devil, you know? And yeah, she shouldn't have been able to stand up to any of them. Cause even she fights Amenadiel too, and she kind of stands toe to toe with him as well.
How about, Meg noticed, like, how come Lucifer's the one with the white wings?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, isn't he like, he was God's like favorite.
Yes, he was the favorite.
He was
an angel. Chosen. Like, he's a fallen angel. So yeah, I mean. But yeah, it's funny that his are white and Michael's are brown. And just, you know, what's funny too is like, you know, you get to that scene where they're all three fighting each other and they're going fine. But then at one point they all just all flip their wings out. And I was like,
right.
Does that make you more powerful? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't get the posturing, you know, it's like, are you stronger now that your wings are out? You know, to me, it seems like they would get in the way. Like, I wouldn't want them out when I was fighting, you know,
unless I was trying to fly.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, oh, now we're going to do the superhero pose for a minute. And
yeah, the choo.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I just going to say about that? Was it wings? Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I liked that they worked Trisha Helfer back in, at least for an episode this season.
Yes.
Too. Because like I wasn't sure that she was going to come back. I listened to her. She does the Battlestar Galacticast that I listened to with Mark Bernard. And, you know, she talked about being done with Lucifer. So I was surprised to see her back, but I was kind of glad, you know, because I like her. And I was glad that she was back at least for an episode.
Right. Yeah, I like her too. I was glad she was back. And that had me wondering, because if she's in that episode, especially when Dan was at the gravesite.
Yeah, I thought we might see her again.
I thought she might come back.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be her that came back, and of course it was, you know, Michael.
Michael, yeah. Yeah, no, I, like I said, hopefully we'll see her again, but like I said, she did make mention on her podcast that she was done, you know, she was done with Lucifer, because she's working on another show now. You know, maybe she, you know, pops up for a surprise appearance again.
Oh, that's what, one of the other things I was going to say was Lucifer said, oh, my dad.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh my God. Like, he says that.
Yeah, he says
it
a couple of times. But this was the first time I remember him doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember hearing that in any of the other seasons, but it came up multiple times this season. So it's like one of the writers figured it out and then they leaned into it, you know.
Well, I'm wondering if they leaned into it because this is the season that his dad shows up.
Right.
The dad actually shows up. So it's, but yeah, he says it like a few times, especially leading up to that episode. Leading up, I think he says it in that episode as well. He's like,
he might have, yeah.
I can't remember. What, is it, oh my dad? Or
oh my dad, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. It's a phrase we would say, oh my God, or whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, but that, yeah, it was pretty funny.
So we have 8 more episodes to go for this season.
For this season, yep.
And then do we know how many for season 6?
I thought they said it was an extended season, so I don't know, because this feels this like an extended 16. Season with 16 episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if they've officially said, but almost kind of like after, it feels like this was the way, especially the way this finale for the first half ended, it really kind of feels like this is the last season, but we know it's not.
I know. But that's what I was like going to say. Really,
like, I'm wondering, like, what are they even going to do next year? Because it feels like by the time we finish the 8 episodes for the rest of this season, that the story is going to be done, you know? But
well, that's what I was going to say. It's like we have 8 episodes left compared to some other shows. That's like another season.
Right.
And then we have a season 6 coming up. Is, what is it, Dennis Haysbert?
Yeah.
Is that jumping the shark?
Mike, that's what I'm saying. It feels like a little soon. But again, they wrote this season thinking that this was the last one, right? Like they weren't sure. Right. I think when they were writing this, they weren't sure that they were coming back again for a season 6 because all indications were that this was going to be the end. So I think they keep throwing, things at them and saying, you know, we'll let you come back and do another one, even though you've already written the story like you're done. Obviously, they're writers, and I'm sure they'll figure out a good season 6. But yeah, it kind of feels like they introduced Dennis Haysbert because this was supposed to be the end.
Right.
Because, yeah, it feels a little soon. All this feels like stuff that should have happened next year.
But I'm kind of glad because I like what they're doing. So I have faith that I don't think like the next 8 episodes are going to be like, oh.
Oh, no, like, no. Yeah, right.
I don't feel like we're going to be bored with the characters now that, you know,
I don't
the
either.
Tension is gone because I think the tension is still there, especially with the I love you part.
Right.
You know, like why can't he say it? What's going on there? There's enough stuff going on. We've asked a bunch of questions. It's like, what do all of these things mean? And, you know, who knows where it goes? And it's kind of the opposite of like season 3. Like, they wrote season 3 thinking there was going to be a season 4, and then it got canceled.
Right.
And then they picked it, you know, Netflix picked it up, and they aired season 4 for us. But, I mean, you remember the end of season 3 was him revealing himself to her.
Right, to Chloe, and then,
and you're like, they obviously had it canceled.
Yeah,
what?
They had intentions of a season 4, and they didn't think they were going to get it. And now, like you said, yeah, this is just the opposite. Now they keep trying to end the show, and Netflix keeps bringing it back.
Right. So the writers are like, oh, okay, more? You want more?
Right.
Because I remember even reading stuff about at the end of season 3 that they were rationalizing that being a finale.
Right.
Because they were like, well, that's where he reveals himself. There's really no more story to tell. And it's like, that's what they were trying to rationalize. And they're like, oh, wait, Netflix picked us up? Oh, yeah, that's not what we meant at all. There's going to be a lot more to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next 8 episodes.
Me too. I was I went right to IMDb to see if they had a date.
No.
Which they
just don't.
Says
2020.
It just says 2020.
So that could be a week. Or like 14 weeks, John.
Yep. Yep. I thought
and
the
we're
same
either going to get it or we're not.
Right. We are so committed to our craft.
Yes.
And the information we provide to you, dear listeners.
We do the legwork and we do all the investigative reporting.
I know, because it's so funny.
You don't
like,
have to.
Every single show, we're like, oh, something comes up that we should have known the answer to ahead of time, and we never know it. And it just proves that, like, we do absolutely no work at all for this show. You know, it's like, even when I said the Neil Adams miniseries, like, I knew that I was going to bring that up, so I should have looked it up ahead of time, but I didn't care nearly enough to go through the trouble. And it's like, it's easier just to say, nope, I don't know, than it is to actually come prepared and have some answers for people. That's what makes us. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Any other show, you know, they would come prepared with actual information.
They know. People know how to Google. You really want to know what we're talking about? Google it.
Right. Find it
out. We're trying to keep a little bit of mystery.
I'm not doing, look, feed a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish. It's like, I'm not here to do all your work for you. I'm just here to stimulate the idea. You have to go and figure it out on your own.
There you go. We're nothing if we're not stimulating.
Right.
I guess we're nothing.
Yeah, right. I think I'm stimulating, you know. I stimulate myself.
You know? Right. So. You were saying you were humble earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You got anything else?
No, I think that's
you got anything else stimulating?
That's a good place to end. Yeah.
Let's end on that.
Yeah.
John is stimulating.
Yep. Says speaking John.
Speaking of nudie. Yeah. Oh, that's a good place to end. Yeah. All right. Do you think John's stimulating? Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat. Or you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com and I'll be happy to forward the message along to Stimulating John.
That's right.
But, hey, check us out on Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com with all the other great podcasts. And, please go on iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe, or any of your podcast providers. That would be great. That's how we build our brand, John.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
That's how we do it. And what do we got coming up this week?
We have Arc World issue number one coming up.
What's that?
Which is, it's an independent book. I haven't got a chance to read it ahead of time, so I'm not really sure. We've got, Black Widow issue number one and, Marvel Zombies Resurrection number one.
Black Widow number one. All right. Yep. Cool.
Yep. New Black Widow series.
Do you know anything about that? How's it look?
About the same as the last one, I guess. I mean, the last one was pretty decent. I don't know anything about it. It's just, you know, they cancel one series and bring back another one. It's going to be Black Widow, so I don't know. I liked the last series, though, so I'm sure it'll be good. You know, the Marvel Zombies, it's like, it'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously that was a big thing for them at one point, but now it just feels like it's an answer to Deceased. So we'll see. We'll have to see how that one plays out. Should be interesting. Oh, speaking of, I know we were just trying to wrap up, but I finally got caught up on Deceased.
Oh, okay.
Deceased Dead Planet. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best one out of the bunch so far, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely the best Deceased series so far.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's got good action, good humor, good story.
Yeah.
Great really art. Good. Yeah. It's a fun book.
Yep. Yeah, definitely really worth picking up. If you're not reading that yet, you should get on that because it's really good.
That's on my pull list, and now that I have a pre-pull list,
yeah,
which means I get it digitally the day before I get my pull list.
There you go. I have a pull list for my pull list.
Exactly. Got my extra book, the ones I want right away.
And then you still don't read them until Thursday.
No, I read them. I actually read them like Tuesday morning. Because yeah. I go right on and get the notifications for that and the Batman books and now obviously I didn't ask this last week. Three Jokers, mm-hmm. Is that on schedule to release all three books on time, or are we going to do a Batman Damned thing where we're finishing?
No, it should be. Number two is on FOC this week, so
okay,
yeah, so we should get it in 3 weeks, which would put it pretty much a month apart, so it should be on schedule. I mean, it's been 5 years, so you would hope they're done. You know,
I don't know. Batman Damned?
Like I said, number two is on FOC this coming Sunday. Actually, I take it back. It was on FOC yesterday, so we should be getting that in about 3 weeks. So that'd be four weeks apart.
Yep. And it's when you Google anything or you look up dates because of COVID, everything's all screwed up.
Yeah.
Because all the dates online have them like two months ago.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one because I bought the series on that on Comixology. I've got, you know, so I'll get it right away. So looking forward to all of those.
Yeah, really cool.
It's funny. We took, what, a month, 6 weeks off from DC, and now we're just like...
I know, there's nothing... Well, because we're getting caught up on our backlog. But yeah, because the fandom, it's like everything we're talking about now is DC.
Yeah, these last couple of weeks. Yeah. Indie books are still good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, oh, I was so disappointed last week seeing Daredevil was... I'm like, oh, we don't get 22 until another month.
Yeah, but we got the annual. So.
Right. All right. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I got to get to work, John. It's Monday.
I hear you. Yeah, me too.
All righty. I will see you on Wednesday night. We will see you Thursday.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.